Hello everybody, I'm going to talk about power electrics, which is a scalable infrastructure to measure your energy consumption. We've seen, or we've heard lots of talks how important it is to measure the energy, right? So who are we? Anne and me are Green Coding Solutions, and we basically build software to measure and obviously optimize our ICT footprint. So the problem, and we've heard it before, we all know the world is burning, some people care. We know that ICT produces loads of CO2, not like water, obviously, and all other resources. Some people know that. Not a lot of people know that, like everybody talks about flying, but ICT is using far more, just like producing far more CO2 than flying. If we would tell people you could save up to like 50%, we saw the slide that utilization levels are 12%. Like we can save it, we can do this, right? There's a huge saving potential, but people aren't talking about this. And then when you talk about, okay, where are these saving potential, nobody really knows. Like when you talk to industry, when you talk to people, how much does your laptop really use? How much does Spotify use? Nobody really knows. So weirdly enough, Linux is in a position where we've been overtaken by Apple and Windows. So if you look at Windows, they have the estimation engine. That's really good. That's a really good estimation. It will tell you millijoule-wise what processes are taking. They've done a lot of work on this, a lot of benchmarking. Even macOS has power electrics, power metrics, which gives you fairly good estimations on energy footprint or energy values. Linux pretty much has some ideas, but really doesn't have anything standard. There are some solutions, despite it being 70% of the server market, on the mobile phone market. We can get REPL readings, but that's also Windows and Mac sort of has also energy metrics on the CPU level. But nobody can really expose them because of security concerns, right? You can't really, it's very difficult. So we have models that work on CPU utilization, but CPU utilization, there's a blog article here that we wrote, is a really bad value. Like modern CPUs scale dynamically, they have turbo boost, they have, I don't know, whatever. CPU utilization, you can't really get really good metrics out of CPU utilization. So that's something we were thinking about, and we were like, okay, what are we going to do? And luckily enough, the Catalyst Fund from the Green Screen Coalition paid me to write code, which was awesome. And they're still paying me. They gave me even more money, which is quite cool. So what do we set out to do? We want to put Linux on top. We want it to be better than Windows and Mac. We want it all to be open. We want it to be shared, we want it to be saved on servers. Like most hardware runs in containers or somehow virtualized, and there's no real way to expose this into the containers, so it was really important to expose these energy values into the containers and get them on servers, and we've talked to like multiple big server vendors, and they're all interested in this. And obviously open source, it has to be extensible, it has to be flexible, we have to talk about this, we have to, all the other solutions are closed source, Windows and Mac is like not documented. I think it's really vital that it's open source and we can talk about this. So we have three attack vectors. We have the L3E engine, which is like a nonlinear statistical model that can calculate energy usage values. We have Power Electrics, which is like a benchmarking tool. It's a clone of Power Metrics for Mac, so it has the same API configuration, it has the same output formats, so you can port programs that work under Mac, you can port them to Linux very easily. And we've got a kernel extension that exposes all the power and energy values into the proc file system. We wrote a paper about this, so it's been peer reviewed and it will be published on at the Greens workshop in July, I think. So there's one, when we started this, we talked to loads of people and everybody seems to want energy. Right? Everybody's like, oh, give me millijoules. But nobody tells you what they want to do with this value. Right? Everybody's like, millijoules. But getting energy values is really, really hard to get them precise. So we also have the Green Metrics tool where you can do this. We run like a specialized hardware cluster that has a specialized Linux on it to get precise energy values. So I think we can give you energy values, but I think that sort of stops the discussion. I think we should talk about an abstract value that gives you indications. So we've got the energy footprint. Apple came along and did this energy impact, which is also, it correlates to Joule, but it's not equal to Joule. So there are these two programs. There's Power Electrics, which uses EDPF in the kernel to get the values, to get the values it needs, puts that in the L3E, and then exposes it through the Powerlectrics user space, and then you can benchmark. You can start Powerlectrics, start your programs, and you'll see all the processes, everything sort of interacting with each other. And that's really great if you're benchmarking. That's really great if you're sort of looking at your code, if you want like a quick idea what's happening on your machine. But then we thought, okay, nobody's going to run an EBBF script on their servers all the time and write something around it. So then we also have the green kernel, which is a kernel module that does basically the same what Powerlectrics does through the engine, but it exposes it to the proc file system. And like techies will know the proc file system, every process basically has a folder structure in there. And then you can, and that's a file, and you can just open the file and get your energy metrics for that process. And then you can just use logstash, cat, whatever you want, grep, whatever tool you want to access it. So this is Powerlectrics. You can see we've got all the different values, right? But the important thing is this is a classical system. This is me when I'm developing. The first 50 processes are Node. And, and they're using huge amounts of energy. Basically, it's VS Code doing I don't know what it has to do. So exactly, so I talked about this. So it has eBPF, it imports REPL, and it separates on a per-process level your energy usage, and it has an overhead of 0.2%. So there's an overhead, but it's not statistically relevant, I want to say. You can try it. It's a Python package. You can do pip install Powerlectrics. It does all the compilation, does everything for you. Should be fairly simple. Please give me feedback. Try it. And this is the Power kernel. I wanted to have this released at FOSDEM, but I didn't manage. So this is going to be released in the next weeks. So this is a kernel module. Obviously, you need root to run it, right? You need the sysadmin to install it. But the sweet thing is it gives you all the stuff in the proc file system. And because it's in proc, it will also give it to you in containers, right? So if you have, if you're like a classical cloud vendor, you install this kernel level. And all the containers, all the virtual machines, you can just funnel it through. So each container will know how much energy it's using on the host system. And there are no security concerns. If you use REPL or something, you can do side channel attacks and everything. But through this, because the update interval, we recommend to set it to 5 seconds. There's no way you can expose any secrets or something. But like this, you can just add it to your logstash or whatever. Every Docker container knows how much energy it's using on the host machine. Exactly. Everything is on GitHub. Please contribute, look at it. The L3 engine is easily replaceable. You can tune it because obviously every hardware is different. So we're looking at ARM, for example. You need different weightings. You need different parameters. Works in all major distros. And we're trying to make it easy to use. So a lot of problem we're seeing with all these like really specialized tools, also with our Greenmetrics tool, is it has a very steep learning curve, and people don't want that. People want to just see a value, right? Exactly. Thank you again to the Catalyst Fund for funding this. It's been awesome to just get money and work on this for a month or two. Here are all the links, and if you've got questions, drop me an email. Thank you.
Can you aggregate power usage over time by control groups?
Yes. Yeah, you could. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't done it, but technically there's nothing against it. Yeah.
So time for this question.
Yes, if you measure the overhead introduced by the measurement tool, because I guess that the tool gets use some energy to collect all the data, and this can be variable according to the quantity of processes that are made.
Yes.
So if you address the issue.
Yes, we have benchmarks to do that, and the 0.2 is max sort of a benchmark with 1,000 processes, I think. So, but obviously it scales with processes because we have to look at the data of all the processes. But luckily, the way the kernel works in eBPF, the data structures are quite optimized. So we don't have to do, so the initial load of a process is, let's say, expensive, right? Because we have to do all the resolution and everything. But then luckily the kernel gives us very good data structures that we can query quite effective. But yeah, obviously if you've got a massive server with 10,000 processors on it, you're going to have a higher overhead than a small embedded device.